In a past report of Everyday Grammar, we talked about how to describe your favorite character from a book you had read. We looked at the children's book, Mrs. Frisbee, and The Rats of Nim by Robert C. O'Brien, to help us describe my favorite character, Mrs. Frisbee. We considered how O'Brien used adjectives to describe Mrs. Frisbee's physical appearance, or how she looks. We thought about how Mrs. Frisbee talks with other characters, like Jeremy the Crow or Blackbird, by questioning him, or how she used commands. Finally, we looked at her thoughts and memories. In today's Everyday Grammar, we will finish our discussion about Mrs. Frisbee, who is a field mouse and a mother. We will look at her actions and the effect she has on other characters. Another way we can describe our favorite character is by looking at the character's actions throughout the story. We can look at what the character does and how the character acts. In one part of the story, Mrs. Frisbee helps to set Jeremy free from the string in which he is tied up. Here, we see that Mrs. Frisbee is hard at work, cutting through the string to help Jeremy. As the characters talk, we realize why Mrs. Frisbee is in such a hurry. Jeremy sees Farmer Fitzgibbon's cat named Dragon. Mrs. Frisbee showed courage through this experience. She was willing to help the crow escape from Dragon without any expectation that he would help her. She was selfless, or not thinking about herself or her safety during this time. The author uses two descriptive verbs to show Mrs. Frisbee's actions: cut and gnawing. Mrs. Frisbee uses those sharp teeth to cut through the string. Gnawing is biting at something repeatedly. Some animals gnaw wood, for example, to sharpen their teeth. Through these two descriptive verbs, we can see Mrs. Frisbee's actions very clearly in our minds. The verbs paint a picture of what she is doing. The final way that we can describe our favorite character is looking at how other characters think about or act towards them. Remember Jeremy's reactions to Mrs. Frisbee when she is trying to help him?
"Come down here,"
she said.
"I'll get the string off."
"How?"
said the crow dubiously.
"Don't argue. I have only a few minutes."
She said this in a voice so authoritative that the crow fluttered down immediately. Here, writer O'Brien describes Jeremy's reaction to Mrs. Frisbee. Note the adverbs O'Brien uses. To be dubious is to be unsure about something, to question an idea maybe. To flutter is to flap the wings as quickly as possible. The word can suggest some fear or worry as well. Jeremy's questioning of Mrs. Frisbee's ability was very brief. She answered with a single command, and he obeyed at once. In this week's report, we finished our discussion about how to describe your favorite character. We considered how the author uses descriptive verbs to describe Mrs. Frisbee's actions. We even considered how other characters, like Jeremy, respond to her. The author uses adverbs to describe Jeremy's reactions to Mrs. Frisbee. Let's finish our description of Mrs. Frisbee below. The first four sentences are how we described Mrs. Frisbee with her physical appearance, her thoughts, and words. Mrs. Frisbee is a small brown field mouse and mother. She uses her sharp teeth when finding food for her children. Although Mrs. Frisbee is a curious mouse, she always questions the situation. She uses her mothering skills to help others in need. For example, Mrs. Frisbee saves Jeremy the crow from Dragon, the farmer's cat, by gnawing through a string. Jeremy is at first unsure about accepting Mrs. Frisbee's help, but her command in the situation is undeniable. Jeremy does as she says and is rescued. Let's end this report by finishing our homework assignment. Add to the description of your character. What is the character doing? Or how is the character behaving? Find descriptive verbs. They show the action of the character. Next, look at where the other characters interact with your favorite character. How does that other character respond, feel, or behave? How does your favorite character affect other characters? Look for adverbs when finding how the other characters react. Write these sections down and send them to us at learningenglish@voanews.com. We will look at a few descriptions and give some feedback in a future report of Everyday Grammar. I'm Faith Perlow.